Rendezvous, a Bungo Stray Dogs fan fiction, written by Spinner Akai, read by Sauce Susuration. It is rated explicit, with pairing Dazai Nakahara. Have you ever considered using that mouth for something more than to be a piece of shit? Have you ever considered that I'm a piece of shit because I want you to force me to be useful to you? Dazai had meant for the taunt to be nothing more than that, a taunt. Another version of their typical back and forth. He hadn't expected the dark look that crossed Chuya's eyes, the way his posture immediately changed to something bordering on the edge of intimidating. A thrill shot through him, and he couldn't suppress the shiver as his ex-partner walked closer to him, his eyes slowly dragging down his body. It wasn't often for Dazai to feel like prey, but the look in Chuya's eyes was nothing less than predatory. That was how Dazai found himself, naked, with his face on the floor of one of the many safe houses the Port Mafia had in the city. Chuya's boot pressing into his hair with just enough pressure to be painful, but not enough to cause injury. The quiet gasps and whimpers Dazai let out should have embarrassed him, but his mind was too far gone to even notice he was making a sound. He had surrendered quicker than either of them had expected him to, and Chuya was now using this fully to his advantage. Smaller man was still fully clothed, keeping himself closed off, even after forcing Dazai to strip for him. He continued to press Dazai into the floor, an excited shiver going through his spine at the sight of his ex-partner submitting to him. Chuya let up the pressure on Dazai's head for only a moment, but quickly moved down to grab the detective by his hair and force him to look up. There was drool spilling out of Dazai's mouth. His face was flushed crimson, his eyes cloudy with pleasure. Chuya hadn't even touched him, yet he was already clearly turned on. He pushed Dazai onto his back, pleased when he didn't complain at all. Dazai might like to put up a fight most of the time, but it was a relief to finally see him utterly mindless, ready to do whatever Chuya wanted from him. The executive never thought he would have the pleasure of seeing Dazai under his heel, and he would revel in this sight for as long as he could manage. Chuya had always thought about manhandling Dazai this way, treating him like he was nothing but a toy for Chuya to use. He never considered it would be anything but a fantasy, one of those thoughts that he pretended he left in the past, pushed to the back of his mind. Nothing more than teenage hormones inflicting themselves on the only other boy his age. Now that he was actually able to indulge in the fantasy, it was much better than he had ever imagined. Chuya felt drunk on the power he currently had over Dazai, and he never wanted it to end. "How did I never realize how much of a slut you really are?" Chuya muttered, dragging his boot down Dazai's chest, before pressing it down on his thigh to spread his legs open. Dazai was trembling all over, and he looked up at Chuya with something close to fear in his eyes. He looked desperate, his mouth was hanging open in a silent moan as Chuya kicked his legs further apart. Chuya was overwhelmed by the arousal he felt at seeing Dazai ruined after doing so little to him. He couldn't help the smirk as he moved his boot up the detective's inner thigh, before pressing the toe against his hard clit. Dazai cried out, his hips instinctively moving to press against the pressure, his eyes squeezed shut, his breathing already raggedy, as Chuya started slowly moving his boot at the same rhythm Dazai had set. "Jesus fucking Christ," Chuya muttered, trying hard to keep his composure as he watched Dazai grind his clit against the dirty toe of his work boots. The Mafiso hadn't even cleaned them since his last job, and knew there were still blood and dirt crusted on them. Yet Dazai either didn't notice or didn't care. He was too distracted by the pleasure, and probably wouldn't notice if Chuya's boot was covered in mud. Dazai's moans were quickly becoming more high-pitched, his movements getting disjointed and clumsy. Gia knew he must be close, so he pulled his foot away just as Dazai started frantically chanting that he was almost there. The detective let out a sob before crumbling forward, trying to rut against the ground. Gia kicked him in the stomach, sending him sprawling onto his back before he could get himself off. He grinned down at Dazai, feeling that sense of power hit him all over again, as the other man looked at him with desperation in his eyes. "Didn't I say I wanted you to use your mouth?" Dazai let out a low moan, before nodding and sticking his tongue out for Gia. The smaller man laughed and gave Dazai one more kick, before finally unbuttoning his own pants. His underwear was wet from his own arousal, making them stick to his cunt uncomfortably. He quickly discarded them before kneeling over Dazai's face. "Be a good little slut, then. Don't make me wait any longer." Dazai gripped Gia's thighs and pulled him down completely, moaning as his tongue licked up into his wet pussy. Gia grabbed his hair, pulling it and keeping him in place as he started to grind down against his tongue. He couldn't believe, after years of being partners, they only now were doing this, after they were supposedly enemies. Gia should have forced Dazai to go down on him years ago, and they wouldn't have had to find an abandoned safe house to fuck in. Hell, they probably would have anyway, but Gia would like to pretend he wouldn't have been so filthy. Dazai was shaking underneath Gia, but he was still eating him out dutifully. He let out a pleased noise as his tongue circled Chuya's clit, before slipping between his folds and lapping up his slick. Gia was quickly losing his own control, feeling himself getting close embarrassingly quickly. Not that he really could be embarrassed when Dazai was so close to coming just from a boot to his cunt. Gia groaned lowly as he finally came, his thighs starting to shake from holding himself up over Dazai. He moved down to straddle the detective's chest, slumping over so his arms were braced on either side of Dazai's head. The other man was breathing heavily underneath him, his eyes closed and his mouth still hanging open. His face was wet, and Chuya couldn't stop himself from leaning down and licking up the mess he'd made on Dazai's face. Once he'd caught his breath, Chuya reached his hand down to touch Dazai. Before he could push his fingers in his wet cunt, Dazai grabbed his wrist and murmured, "Don't." "What? Why not?" Chuya asked, confusion clear in his voice as he pulled his arm free from Dazai's hold. "I already came." "You what?" Dazai groaned and threw his arm over his face. "You got me so close earlier. It just happened. While you were eating me out." "Yes," Dazai whined, bucking up to try and throw Chuya off of him. Chuya shifted his weight to stay on top before grabbing both of Dazai's arms and pinning him to the ground. The detective fidgeted under him, still trying to wriggle his way free. Chuya huffed out in annoyance, blowing a strand of hair from his face as he realized that Dazai was a lot more clear in his head now. It would be difficult to get him back to that place of submission he was in earlier. "You're such a fucking slut," Chuya laughed, keeping Dazai pinned to the ground. "I know," Dazai sighed dramatically. "I'm so easy for angry little men." "What the fuck did you call me?" A dopey grin spread across Dazai's face before he was finally able to flip Chuya and trap him with his back on the floor. "You heard me," Dazai laughed, his large hands wrapping around Chuya's wrists, digging his nails into the flesh to make sure he wouldn't leave a mark. "I love a man who's perfect pussy-eating height." "I'm gonna fucking kill you," Chuya snapped out, trying to ignore the way Dazai pinning him was making him feel. Dazai leaned down so his lips were just under Chuya's ears, making the Mafiso shudder as he left a soft kiss on his neck. "I'd love to see you try," he whispered, before sitting up and walking away from Chuya. The executive lay motionless on the ground, feeling hungry for more. He didn't move until he knew he was alone again. before he finally pushed himself up into a sitting position and buried his face in his hands. "I'm fucked, aren't I?" he muttered to himself before pulling his pants back on and dragging himself up from the floor. He draped his coat over his shoulders and walked out into the night, feeling frustrated and on edge as he thought of how to get Dazai underneath him once again. The end. Thank you for listening.